You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. We've got another story about unintended consequences now. The unintended consequences of investing in what were once thought to be very safe bonds issued by Puerto Rico. So safe that your mutual fund or 401k may in fact own them. Despite just balancing its budget for the first time in a decade, Puerto Rico is in rough financial shape. Our next guest even compares it to Detroit. His name is David Towell, and he's the co-founder of the firm Maglin Capital. Welcome to Marketplace Weekend.
My pleasure, Lizzie. Thank you.
If you're a regular person, maybe you've got a 401k, maybe a mutual fund, why do you care about what's happening to Puerto Rico's bonds, to their ability to pay their bills?
There is roughly $70 billion of outstanding debt coming from the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico. It is one of the top five largest issuers of municipal debt in the entire United States, and it is probably the most widely held municipal debt in all of the United States because the United States government has allowed for a very long time Puerto Rico to issue its debt on a triple tax-free basis. And so therefore, that triple tax-free status has led to a lot of appetite and desire, and so lots and lots of municipal mutual funds own at least some Puerto Rican debt. Some own a lot of Puerto Rico's debt.
So they thought, hey, I can get a pretty good return here for whatever plan this is. I can buy some of this and I can get some money for whatever mutual fund it is.
For sure. And so if you have a 401k and you're ticking off the box that says, I'm not looking for anything particularly exciting in my return profile, and I want stability and maybe a little bit of cash flow, you may very well be invested in some Puerto Rican debt on a derivative basis through a mutual fund that you own.
Right now, that feels like a great big oops.
It is. It's quite a questionable and perilous time for the Commonwealth. All of its problems have come home to roost. They have been in a recession for quite a long time. They have a very high unemployment rate. The percentage of working age people that actually work for the government as opposed to being in private enterprise is extremely high. They have extremely high power rates. They have a pension issue. So all of those things together have been very challenging. And anyone born on Puerto Rico, on the island, is a naturally born U.S. citizen. So if you're looking at a situation where there isn't as much promise, you're a person of, you know, a considerable amount of talent, you can easily go ahead and migrate to the mainland. And so therefore, that has been happening as well, where what is left on the island of Puerto Rico are really people that are almost forced to stay. They really can't leave.
We're talking about a brain drain.
Yes.
So Puerto Rico has a very high murder rate, about six times the national average. A lot of drugs that flow through Mexico sometimes go through Puerto Rico en route to the U.S. Do you think that makes investors nervous?
I think it certainly makes them pause. But at the same time, remember, it is a Commonwealth of the United States. And so at this point, it seems clear that the government of Puerto Rico, the officials, are going to need Washington's help, not necessarily for a check, but definitely around a bunch of different things, maybe to go ahead and protect its borders, maybe to go ahead and increase drug enforcement, and so forth.
So how does Puerto Rico climb out of this hole?
I think it can. So let me just, I alluded earlier to Detroit. We didn't talk
about— That's a tough comparison.
That is a tough comparison, and people have tried to make that comparison. I think Detroit is in a much more difficult place than Puerto Rico. We in the restructuring industry like to talk about low-hanging fruit fairly often, which means that a new administration in this case, or a new management team in the case of a company, can go ahead and come in and do a lot of easy fixes in order to turn things around. In the case of Puerto Rico, there is a lot of low-hanging fruit. I don't think you can say the same for Detroit. First of all, because of its climate, it will always be a good tourism destination. The second thing is it has tax attributes that for an individual that aren't prevalent throughout the United States. And a number of very wealthy, ultra high net worth individuals have been associated recently with Puerto Rico on an individual basis. And in addition, the pension obligations are quite overbloated. They can be reformed and cut. The taxes can be raised, and they can and will do that. It will take a considerable period of time. One thing I must say explicitly, I believe in the long-term turnaround of Puerto Rico. But in contrast to most restructurings that we're accustomed to with respect to corporations, this is a different animal. It's going to take a decade plus to turn this ship around.
David Tell, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Lizzie. I appreciate it.